When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is Are You Kidding Podcast.
I can listen with my kids.
Come on, kids.
With brothers Sebastian and Brandon Martinez, who are kids helping kids.
Hey, everyone. Today, we are going to interview not just one person, but two people. We're going to interview Pierce and Leah, who are both amazing cancer survivors. So let's start off with Pierce.
We are not only happy to speak to you regarding Stand Up to Cancer and all the amazing things they do, but also to speak to you as a cancer survivor. We want to share your story to inspire others who are going through this tough time or know someone who may be going through this, like battling cancer.
Definitely, yeah. So I am 22 years old, and in 2008, when I was 10 years old, I went to the hospital for just a really, really bad headache and some nausea, and they ended up doing a CAT scan and found a large lemon-sized tumor in the back of my brain. From there, I ended up having emergency brain surgery and started a experimental trial of treatment that thankfully ended up causing me to be no evidence of disease. So after a year of living in the hospital, having radiation, surgeries, chemotherapy, stem cell transplants, and more, I was finally diagnosed with no evidence of disease, which means that the doctors did MRIs and there was no longer any signs of the tumor in my brain or the tumor in my spinal cord where it had spread from my brain. So that was really exciting for me, but it definitely was a super long and tiring year for not only me, but just for my whole family that practically lived in the hospital with me for that year in 2008. But now, so I was able to meet Stand Up to Cancer in the hospital. Katie Couric, one of the co-founders of Stand Up, actually approached me when I was staying in the hospital because I was on such an aggressive clinical trial, which is exactly the kind of science that Stand Up to Cancer funds. And so she did a story on my treatment specifically because it was such an aggressive clinical trial. And while there was not much known about my state of being afterwards, like my effects that I would have, they were pretty positive that this clinical trial I was on was going to increase my chance of survival by around 40%. So it was a really high risk, high reward type treatment, and that's what a Stand Up Cancer we fund.
It's so amazing that you are already a cancer survivor, but you are also working with Stand Up to Cancer to help raise funds and awareness and spread awareness for this horrible thing called cancer. So I want to know how you are doing your role in the community to help give back.
Yeah, so when I was 10 years old and I finished my cancer treatment, I really struggled with being a survivor at age 10 when so many of my friends that I knew when I was in the hospital, unfortunately, weren't as lucky as me, and a lot of them lost their battle with cancer during that time. But thankfully, like I said, I had met Stand Up to Cancer when I was sick, and they really gave me such a platform to be able to share my story with others. And to me, that was an incredible way that I was able to give back, and I was able to tell the stories of my friends and when I was sick and really encourage other people to give back in whatever form, shape, or form that was, just to give back. And for me, that was giving back to the community that has given me so much when I was sick. And one of the things I did right after finishing treatment was I started my own nonprofit to help kids with cancer. And while I was also working with Stand Up to Cancer and appearing in their PSA campaigns and sharing my story and telling the public how important research is to finding new cures and better treatments, I was also working in my own hometown with the community, raising money with my own peers to help fight childhood cancer. So it was really incredible, and Stand Up to Cancer really showed me how I can use my story and use my voice to raise awareness and thus give back to others.
Wow.
So it's really cool how, what you guys are doing, because that was the same thing I was doing, and it's so important for youth to give back, because we have a different perspective when we're young. We realize that we can do so much to help, and I think sometimes some adults might, you know, it might seem too hard or too much work, but I think something really cool about people your age is that you guys just don't see, like, you can just break down all of those barriers, and you just see how much that you can help people by doing what you do. So cool.
Thank you. All you have to do is just, like, donate so we can help find a cure for cancer. And you said you had your own nonprofit?
I did, yeah.
Oh, can you please tell us that name of that nonprofit? It's amazing that that you've been struggling through this and you're willing to help give back and funds and awareness. It's just truly inspiring.
Thank you guys so much. So yeah, the foundation I started after I became a survivor was the Pierce Q Foundation. So my name, PEARCEQ Foundation. And that was specifically to help kids with cancer. So anytime a family struggled with paying like an electric bill because they had to quit their job because they were living in the hospital with their kid, they would come to us and we would be able to pay that bill so that they didn't have to worry about that financial burden while they were out of work in order to support their child who was fighting for their life.
Yeah.
And that was something that really helped me give back and helped me feel like me being a survivor was worth it because I could give back to others that really needed it.
It's amazing. And we want everyone to understand why this campaign is so important to us and why it is so important to raise funds and awareness for Stand Up to Cancer, because I think everyone deserves to be healthy, and we just want to get rid of this horrible disease called cancer, so we just got to play our part.
Yeah, definitely. I think you said it perfectly when you said that everyone deserves to be healthy. I think it's really easy to take it for granted when we are healthy, but the thing about us being healthy is that we have so much we can do and offer to those that aren't. And so I really like your campaign, and I think it's so perfect that everyone deserves to be healthy. And the people who are lucky enough to be healthy, we can really give back and help those who are struggling.
Yeah, you can't take being healthy for granted, especially that there's other people going through a really rough time. So you just got to help donate. And I have a question. Can you please share with us how Stand Up to Cancer has impacted your life? Because we know Stand Up to Cancer has done a whole lot for you.
Yeah, Stand Up has had such a huge impact on my life. Like I said, they were pretty much the inspiration for me feeling like I was able to go out and share my story. You know, I was only 10, 11 years old after I first became a survivor. And you're young and you're scared and you don't want to speak out, but seeing Stand Up to Cancer and all they did and with their telecast and really talking to the media and how much attention that brought to raise awareness, it really inspired me and all of the women and the people who work here at Stand Up to Cancer. Just meeting everyone inspired me so much to be able to give back and fight. And they've just done so much. And not just for me, they've done so much for my friends. And to me, that's even more important. They really care about people with cancer, and especially kids with cancer, and that's just so important. And they've done so much in terms of research, and one of our 6 FDA approvals that was Stand Up to Cancer funded was for T-cell leukemia, and so many of my friends have struggled with that disease, and now we have a brand new treatment that is very, very well responded to. And so just that simple thing to me means the world. they're really incredible. And I'm so honored that I get to work for an organization that is truly changing the way we fight cancer.
Well, you were talking about how the Stand Up to Cancer employees were like so nice and so amazing. And we actually saw that with our own eyes because we got to go meet you guys at your offices.
Yeah.
And well, we want you to tell us, all the people who are listening, that what do you want people to really know about Stand Up to Cancer and all the amazing things they do, from the employees to funding and making dreams come true?
Yeah, I think people should know just the passion that we have at this team, our organization. You know, everyone from our marketing team, our communications team, our finance team, our operations, all of us are truly dedicated and truly have a heart for getting rid of this disease. And we will do anything and we won't stop until this disease is no more.
Yeah, Stand Up to Cancer is such a great organization that gives back to all types of cancers. And I'm so proud to be working and making a sock for Stand Up to Cancer. And Poppy did a great job designing it. And how do you like the latest sock design that will be benefiting Stand Up to Cancer that Poppy designed in?
I love that sock. Poppy did a great job. You guys did a great job. It's such a cool sock.
Thank you.
Not only did you guys get me one, I had pre-ordered earlier before they even started shipping out. And I love that sock. I'm just like you guys. I love my sock. When I was sick in the hospital, I never got dressed. I wore pajamas every day, but I always had a new fun pair of socks on. And so I love it. I think it's so cool. And that's just awesome for thinking of that. And what you created was so cool and a great way to share our message and share yours.
Thank you. And for those who have not seen this sock, go to areyoukiddingsocks.com to see the latest sock, our Stand Up to Cancer socks. It's so comfortable. Like, have you tried it on, Pierce?
Yeah. Okay. The other day at work, I came to work and I have Stand Up to Cancer sneakers. Very cool. They don't exist anymore, but I have mine. They're OG. But I wore them with my socks and I looked so cool. I loved it. So comfy. And I think it was the only way you can get away with wearing sneakers at work is when you're wearing Stand Up Cancer socks and Stand Up Cancer sneakers. So
yeah,
thank you guys for allowing me to do that.
We feel like Poppy has made such a interesting and really just a really cool and fun design for the sock, and with the meaning going behind it, it's truly amazing. And we are also excited to have thousands of kids and adults dancing in those socks on September 27th, because as we all know, that's the National Sock Hop Day, where everyone will get together and dance in their socks. So, you know, will you be dancing there too on September 27th?
Oh, I will definitely be dancing. Our whole offices will be dancing.
I'm going to be break dancing in those socks.
Rooftop.
Yeah, I feel like the socks are just so cool, and with the meaning behind it, it just makes it even more powerful.
Just that you guys are really incredible, and you probably hear it too much all the time that what you do is amazing and how you're so young, but we need more people like you guys in our world because you're the future and you really are inspiring so many people by what you do. You inspired me. You inspired everyone here at Stand Up to Cancer. And on behalf of all of us, I just want to say thank you to you guys for all that you're doing. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for being on our podcast. You did great and you're such an inspiration. And we can't wait to see you rocking your Stand Up to Cancer socks. We can't wait to see you at the Stand Up to Cancer office in Los Angeles again.
You better.
And we're going to hand deliver you the Stand Up to Cancer check for all the money we've raised.
This was so fun.
No, thank you. You did great.
That was an amazing interview with Pierce, but before we finish off this podcast, we have one more interview with an amazing cancer survivor. She's 9 years old, and her name is Leah Still. How are you, Leah?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great.
Yeah, we're doing good.
How's your day going so far?
It's good. I've been hanging around with my friends.
That sounds awesome. I want you to explain your story of how you beat stage 4 neuroblastoma.
So, how I beat stage 4 neuroblastoma was with my family's help, supporting me and stuff, and praying and having fun with me and just keeping my mind off of cancer.
Your story of beating stage 4 neuroblastoma is amazing and very inspiring to all of us.
Explain to us how you are using your incredible journey to help inspire others.
With my foundation.
That's cool. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your foundation?
So we basically just try to raise funds for families awareness. So, yeah.
That's cool. Hey, Leah, would you like to participate in our sock hop on September 27th?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We're having so much fun with this, right? The sock hop, and we're signing up so many schools, and so many people are going to participate and dance in honor of children who are battling cancer. And we are so thankful that you are coming to join us. What is your message for other kids that are going through cancer just as you did? Like, what is your message to them?
Like, they're not fighting alone, and, like, just pray a lot, and, yeah.
How do you think about the sock design from 1 through 10?
I think it's really awesome.
How have your friends been there for you?
Well, they just really helped me a lot, and they treat me kind and just to take my mind off of things.
Well, those sound like amazing friends.
Yes.
How have you inspired other kids with your story?
I was able to share my book with them and read my book to them.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your book called Leah Strong?
It's just helping kids around the world who have cancer or anybody like that is going through that in their family and stuff, to help them know that they're not alone and we're all praying for them and we're just all, you know, we're just all hoping for the best.
What do you think about our Kids Helping Kids initiative?
I think it's really cool for, like, people to be helping out. Like, even if they don't know the people who are going through stuff, if they don't know them personally, it's still, like, very cool. Also, good to see someone my same age helping out.
Well, I think, like, what we're doing about our Kids Helping Kids initiative, I think it's very important because we get to help other children and inspire other children to help up too. So I think...
Really cool.
Thank you.
What message do you want to say to other kids?
That it doesn't matter what's on the outside, it matters what's on the inside, because you don't listen to what people say. And if they say rude things about you, just don't listen to them because, well, they're not being nice to you. And if they're not being nice to you, just ignore them because you just need to think positive thoughts.
And our final question, Leah, who inspires you?
My mom and my dad and my whole family and the world.
We just had two amazing interviews with two amazing cancer survivors. We hope that everyone is inspired by what they said.
Thank you, Pierce, and thank you, Leah. And we'll talk to you guys next time on the Are You Kidding Podcast.
You just heard Are You Kidding Podcast.
You guys are the best, best, best.
With brothers Sebastian and Brandon Martinez, who are kids helping kids.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.